It's time for Taco Tuesday, a weekly program where we talk about nutrition and your health with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist with Synapse Center for Health and Healing.
Everyone, good afternoon. It's Amber again, registered dietitian with Synapse Center for Health and Healing, here for another Taco Tuesday, where we talk about some interesting nutrition topics, answer your questions, all of that fun stuff. So today we're going to get a little bit sciencey, and don't worry, there's no quiz at the end of this, but we're going to dive into the all important topic of our gut health. Sort of again, we've talked about gut health in nearly all of our Taco Tuesdays, and that's because the gut is really the center of everything, right? Of all of our health. It's our body's main path to get rid of waste. It's where all of our nutrients and fluids are absorbed and utilized and distributed. Some nutrients are even created in our gut. And it's the center of our immune system, which is important during COVID, but important always. There's lots of viruses, bacteria out there, and having a good functional immune system is so important. So if our gut is off, if our intestines are off, it's hard for anything else in our body to be efficient. A healthy gut is really the first step in managing many, if not most, of our chronic health concerns. Everything from weight management, heart health, autoimmune conditions, everything is going to really have some sort of association with the gut. So when we think about gut health, we really need to think about a couple of different factors. And the first factor is what we do to enhance our gut health. And then the second factor is what do we do to worsen our gut health. Now, there's plenty of things that we do to worsen it, like not getting enough fiber, not getting enough fluid, not getting enough physical activity. And we can dive into all of those things in a different week, but today we're going to focus on what we can do to really truly enhance our intestinal wellness, enhance our gut health. So adequate nutrition in general, getting enough of the nutrients we need is important for a healthy gut lining. Our gut lining is this kind of mucus barrier that's filled with all sorts of great things, and it keeps everything that's supposed to be in our gut and prevents things from passing through that lining, so that we eliminate what we're supposed to eliminate, absorb what we're supposed to absorb. But when we talk about this, a big part of that intestinal lining is those good bacteria. And that's where pre and probiotics come into play. So most people have heard of probiotics. Not as many are familiar with prebiotics. We briefly touched on these a little bit in previous weeks, but today I want to dive in a little deeper so that you really understand what they are, because they are so, so important. So as we briefly discussed in one of our other Taco Tuesdays, we have about 4 pounds of bacteria and other microbes living in our intestines. We're outnumbered like 10 to 1 bacteria to cells, or microbes to cells that make up who we are as a person, human cells. Some of those microbes support our health. These are the probiotics. They're bacteria, even viruses, yeast, all sorts of different types of microbes that live there, most of them bacteria. Other microbes support disease. These are called opportunistic bacteria. They're basically just waiting for an opportunity to make us sick. There's some that some people have maybe heard of, things like C. diff or Clostridium difficile. H. pylori in some cases can cause ulcers. So there are some of those that are a little more common, but there are loads of different opportunistic bacteria. And then there are others yet that appear to do nothing, or at least nothing that we currently understand. Studying the microbiome is still a relatively new science, so we still have a lot to learn about what's going on in our gut and what all of these bacteria and yeast and viruses and everything else, what they're doing in there. There are some that we're pretty darn familiar with, though, and that have a pretty good body of evidence behind them. So some of the probiotics that you've maybe heard of would be things like lactobacillus and bifidobacterium. There's also some beneficial yeast or fungi. They're called Saccharomyces, so Saccharomyces cerevisiae or Saccharomyces boulardii. And these long words, the lactobacillus, the bifidobacterium, the Saccharomyces, these are the genus. But we need to know more about them than just that term right there. So the additional information is going to tell us what they do in the body. So let's focus more specifically on lactobacillus. That we'll call it L from here on out. I know it's kind of a long word to listen to me say over and over again. So within that genus, there are several different species. So we have L. acidophilus or L. rhamnosus, L. plantarum, and many more. And then each of these species can be further broken down into strains, and there are several strains of each species. Now, this is important because each of these strains may operate differently in the body. So not all Lactobacillus acidophilus is going to be the same. Now, one strain of bacteria might help with constipation. Another one might help with diarrhea. Another one yet might lower cholesterol or reduce the risk of getting a cold or flu or help shorten the duration of some of those viral infections. So the type of probiotic that you're taking is extremely strain specific. So what this means is that if you choose to take a probiotic supplement, it's really important to understand what's in it all the way down to that species. So if it just says Lactobacillus acidophilus or L. acidophilus, it doesn't give us enough information to fully know how it's going to help the body. Now, probiotic supplements can be useful, but there are certainly scenarios in which they're not appropriate. So it's important to work with a doctor or dietitian who can help you determine which probiotics, if any, are appropriate for you. And it's also important to consider the level, so the dose that's therapeutic, meaning that it's high enough to see a marked improvement in your symptoms or in your health. And that's going to vary based on the strain of probiotic. So additional considerations to keep in mind are that probiotic supplements are really only useful while you're actively taking them. They don't create a lasting impact in the gut. So that brings us to prebiotics. Prebiotics are food for those probiotics. They're food for the good, healthy bacteria and other microbes in our gut. So essentially what they are different types of fibers that don't digest until they get to the colon, and then they're metabolized only by our good microbes. So they are what help us maintain that healthy balance of good to bad bacteria long term. Now, generally, we get prebiotics from food, and we'll discuss those sources here in just a moment, but they also come in supplement form for people who need an extra boost. Most commonly, you'll see them as fructo oligosaccharides, or sometimes abbreviated as FOS, galacto-oligosaccharides, or GOS, and xylo-oligosaccharides, or XOS. Now, there are several other types too, but you'll see them listed on labels a little bit differently. So, because prebiotics ferment in our gut, increasing them too quickly or adding the wrong types can create a lot of discomfort, bloating, abdominal pain. So again, if you choose to do a supplement version or even food, it's important to work with a healthcare provider who really understands how to help you navigate that piece and make sure that we don't bump up your dose too quickly. Now, we can and should, however, get both pre and probiotics from food when we can. And when we eat them together, when we have a pro and a prebiotic together, they're called symbiotics. And this is even more beneficial. So here's what you can start implementing today to improve that gut health. When we take in probiotics from food, our body does a great job of taking what it needs. So some of the things that we might do would be yogurt, kefir, which is a fermented dairy product, kombucha, which is a fermented tea, sauerkraut or kimchi, which are fermented vegetables. Now, yogurt may be the most comfortable option for a lot of people, the most familiar one. It's important to choose one that has added bacteria because the ones that make yogurt really don't survive very well through our digestive tract. So finding one that's got added bacteria and not a lot of added sugar is going to be important. You can have it just with fruit and seeds like chia or ground flax seed. You can make sauces out of it to go with your meals, add it to smoothies, or even use it to make a more nourishing vegetable dip. Aim for one or two probiotic sources per day, and you're doing pretty good. Now, prebiotics, that's the most important foods to get in. They're going to help your gut naturally flourish. So most of our fruits and vegetables contain some level of prebiotic. But best choices are things like asparagus, beets, garlic, legumes, oats, onion, even small servings of maple syrup and honey will give some prebiotic benefit. When it comes to prebiotics, aim for a prebiotic food with every meal or snack if you can. Now, if you need some support, some guidance in building a plan that really optimizes your gut health, feel free to reach out to me. You can go online to official Synapse. That's SYNAPSE.com. And fill out the free discovery call form, or you can give us a call at the clinic at 651-209-9906. And we can get you set up with that initial consult. So thanks again for coming to another Taco Tuesday, and we'll plan on seeing you again next week.
Listen again next Tuesday at this time for Taco Tuesday, when we talk about your health and nutrition with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian and nutritionist with Synapse Center for Health and Healing.